Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, heroes, welcome back. Sir Matt and Sir Ezra here, guys. And this is the week. This is it. This is Wheel of Time week as we are finally here, my friend. How does it feel?
Hey, it feels freaking great, man. It is so wild. I saw we've got, you know what? The Wheel of Time, like the people who whoever's running sort of their marketing and social media and fan interaction, they're doing a great job because we've got actual YouTubers and like content creators who are going to the premiere and going to be there at it and see. It's just freaking awesome. I'm having such a good time.
Unfortunately, we're not part of that group. I mean,
right. Yeah.
We're not. What do we got to do? Are we labeled as dark friends? You think they have like a list?
I think they do. And I think we are. And that's okay.
Is it because I called Rafe out for getting his light taken out?
I literally think he actually probably watched one of our videos and said, this guy right here.
He's out.
Never promote. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. They all seem like such nice people, and it seems like it's just really cool. There's really good content creators out there making awesome stuff, and I can't wait to see just to kind of read up on some of the leaks. Well, we're talking leaks today, by the way.
A little bit. So this was on Twitter. This was on Reddit. But these are like legit. Like, I mean, these are not like the ones we had posted before. That looked like somebody had taken it was like somebody took a photo of a screen that had it on. This is on Reddit. It's on the Wheel of Time subreddit. And these are like legit sort of production photos here. But we're just going to kind of talk about them because it doesn't really show anything sort of really specifically new. A lot of it's stuff we saw in the trailers and all that stuff. But really, the only thing to me is it seems like perhaps we now have a little bit of some of the timeline in which some of the events are going to be sort of taking place. So the big one here is so episode one is described we have here is going to be Moraine and Padawn's Fane arrival. Winter Night and then The Departure. Episode 2 is going to be The Shadar Logoth split up and then possibly The Wolves. And then Episode 3 is going to be The Tinkers. Matt and Rand meet Tom and Loghain. And so to me, as the sort of biggest thing here that I'm going to, that I think we'll kind of talk about, is we've been talking a little bit about the timeline and how things are going to go. And now after sort of seeing somebody say that and looking at all of the footage we've seen so far, I think I'm actually going to have to pretty much agree with that, because I, for me, you know, in the books, one of the big deals is that Tom Marilyn is with them. He goes with them, and then they end up splitting up. So now it seems to me like Matt and Rand, after the split up after Shadar Logoth, is that's when they're going to meet Tom Marilyn. And so that's definitely kind of a change.
Yeah, for sure. And what's interesting about that is who's going to tell the boys, or who's going to set up the idea that can we trust the Aes Sedai? Or maybe we're not. It seems like they're revered and maybe more trusted than we had originally in the book series. Like, they're in power and they're wielding the one power, because Tom Marilyn flat out has a grudge against them and is someone who kind of keeps an eye on the kids and the children to make sure that they're not being used in some Aes Sedai plot, if you will. So if he's not there in the beginning, they get well into it, and then you could see how he'd be a little suspicious. I just wonder if he's going to bring that line to them, or is he just going to have maybe a bond with them? Does he fight the Fade? You know, does he still fight the Fade, or does he? That I think will be kind of interesting to see, because why would he? I mean, let's just help them get away. Or does he fight the Fade to help all three of them get away? And he doesn't die. He just carries on with them. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's definitely interesting looking at this, because we're still sort of on the same timetable and everything that we sort of thought. Right. Episode 1, the Trolloc attack happens, and then we end up having to leave. Episode 2, Shadar Logoth, and then the split up. So Episode 3, we're with the Tinkers, and then I think by this point, I think we will begin to see some of the, I gotta think about this a little bit. So some of the sort of storylines that are going to be going on, because I think Episode 1, you know, we know this is where Nynaeve pushes Egwene into the river. They do the sort of ceremony. So that's going to be going on. But I think by the end of it, the Trollocs have attacked. And then, okay, we need to leave, right? Mm-hmm. So Episode 1 is going to be pretty jam-packed. I feel like the pacing is going to be pretty heavily paced. Then there's sort of the Loghain storyline. So I think we're going to be seeing some of the Red Aja that we've seen in the trailer and stuff like that, hunting down Loghain. And I think they're going to get to him Episode 3. Is what it seems like, which I think is actually a really good place to leave this initial weekend, right?
Yeah,
because we're getting three episodes at once on Prime, and then it's going to be one a week after that. So I think everyone's going to be pretty hooked after
weekend. I think so, Matt. Okay, so again, we're not showing the images, but let me just tell you,
A lot of the same, and I don't want to get flagged for. Sometimes they've been pretty hit or miss with like copyright flagging stuff. And sometimes they'll take your videos down and stuff like that. So because I haven't seen these on like the Wheel of Time Twitter, I don't want to show them, but it's mostly the same stuff.
Well, some of them are from so what they've compiled is some shots from the teasers, and some have been from posters and whatnot, but there's a few that look like they are maybe leaked. And the thing is though, it looks epic. That looks like they're doing a lot of stuff where they shot some stuff on, you know, like a cliff, and different things. There's just really good landscape shots or whatever, and they went to really cool locations. So it's looking real. It's looking real, real good, actually, and it's exciting. So as you said, back to the timeline, I think you're right. We'll probably see some of that Loghain stuff going on, and something maybe big happen with him in Episode 3, because we've got more Rain tracking down the White Cloaks, who looks like Perrin and Egwene get captured by, and then she'll come across a couple of different interesting things that we saw in the trailer. We saw in the trailer that a yellow sister was being burned. Valda was the White Cloak there with the goblet, and we could see a yellow sister being burned. And it looks like Moraine, you know, is going to be tracking, because we know in the book she does that, man. She tracks them down. She tries to go and free them. So will we see that same thing? Or will it be Perrin and Egwene getting themselves out? Aram, is he going to show up with a sword? I don't, you know, who knows?
Yeah, so I guess maybe, you know, we know the White Cloaks are going to, we saw in the trailer, the White Cloak burns that sort of, that Aes Sedai.
Yeah.
Right? And then in one of the photos, we see Moraine sort of standing there over what looks like some burnt ground, and then her face looks like pretty...
Like, you know,
she looks like she's almost been crying, right?
Yeah.
And so it could also be because now the boys are split up and things are really jacked up. So that puts us in that, like, in that moment, which we knew we're going to get to. And then, you know, who we don't see is Nynaeve. So remember, so Nynaeve is probably, again, she meets up with them later in the books. She comes back and meets up with them later, which I think it does look like that's happening. Because we had talked about the possibility of her not getting split up before. Because she's so heavily featured in the trailers.
Yeah.
So it does to me look like that is still going to happen. So really, though, honestly, after a lot of this stuff happens, they're probably going to meet back up. I would say we have one more episode with episode four being there's, it's like running from Dark Friends and all that kind of stuff. And then you could fill out some more of like the stuff. Maybe this is when Moraine returns to the tower. And then we know, I think we saw something of them all sort of hugging each other and meeting back up at the tower. So I'm thinking that's maybe episode five, which means the end of Eye of the World is probably episode six. And then we do get into a little bit of Great Hunt territory, episode seven and eight, which is kind of what we talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Something cool too, that we're noticing. I mean, Nynaeve, just a quick mention here, all those photos, as you look for those, Nynaeve is missing in a lot of them, meaning that she probably stays back in the Two Rivers and will chase after them later. Comes after them later for some reason,
which is what happens in the books. Well, she does. She chases after them, but she doesn't catch up with them until later in the books.
Right. Exactly. And until Camelot.
A little bit in. Exactly. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Or Barillon. Excuse me. So I guess I wonder if because there's a part where Lan and her, it looks like they're running around with Loghain and a battle is happening. And yeah. So all of that is going to be fascinating to see how they move pieces around and what we're gonna, yeah, the sequence of events, man. I just think it's kind of
so that, yeah. So to me the Waygate's probably got to be episode five, because that's like, remember, that's like a big focus, right? They keep showing all the stuff. So I think you go through the Waygate episode five, you finish the Eye of the World in episode six, and then where do we get to in the Great Hunt for episode eight?
I just think I've always thought
that we've seen like, are they doing, what is it? What is, are they, that final place they've been filming? Is that Tyr?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they've got Fal'Dara. We saw that.
Right.
Sure.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Tarwyn's Gap is there. So I wonder if, like, we go do that. We go to the Eye of the World. We do all those things. If we come back and almost like we feel like we're good. Again, you know how it happens, right? Padawn Fane is sneaking around following us. This guy we saw in the beginning. But boom, he shows up here at the end and steals the horn. They thought they had a whole bunch of cool stuff, magical objects, a really important one, the Horn of Valir. God, that's got to be mentioned, right? I mean, like, you don't win the last battle unless you've got the Horn of Valir, Matt. So
yeah,
that's a big item they have to get. And it's one of those things that it's promotional and it would be cool to see and everything. So do they get that in season one, and then is it taken from them before season one is over? I don't know if we go that far or not, but it'd be cool if we did.
See, I almost feel like the Heroes of the Horn could be the end of season two, and they just do it somewhere different.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because it's such a sort of a big moment. It just may have to happen somewhere other.
Yeah, I'm just talking about stealing the horn.
I gotcha. Yeah, I think we can see it. I don't know that the horn will get stolen. I don't know.
Because they find the horn at the Eye of the World.
Yes, they do.
So, like, what my question is, do you think we'll see the horn in season one? If we're going to the Eye of the World, like, you know.
It'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy, right? And then if it's stolen by Padawn Fane, who shows up later and is interrogated and stuff, that would be crazy, too. If he
Steals which is what we'd set. That's actually how we'd set it. You and I, very early on when we were doing our timeline, we were like, I think this is where it's ending. And everyone's like, that's not the case. Everyone said we were wrong. Everyone's like, no, I think we could be, but we kept saying that. We said, I think they're going to get through Eye of the World and about the maybe like 20% into the Great Hunt. And I still kind of think that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we'd said is that the Horn of Valyr gets stolen at the end. And then, okay, that sets us up. Maybe the Horn of Valyr gets stolen at the end of season one or at the beginning of season two. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
Cause I almost feel like, man, some of the stuff you do in the Great Hunt, I feel like you could honestly, is this going to sound weird, but I feel like you could mix some of the stuff that happens in the Dragon Reborn with like Rand being on his own. I feel like season two, maybe like you do mix some of that up, but Rand's like hunting for the horn by himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that for sure. Yeah. Cause it's just a big search, right? I kind of almost want to take, I don't know. I think if you have these locations, Matt, if you've got, like, it's confirmed the two rivers, we've got Cheddar Logoth, we've got Tar Valon, and then Fal'Dara, something big has to happen at those different spots, those locations. So what are your big takeaways from those spots? I kind of feel like it's something more at Fal'Dara would be them going back and taking Padon Vane into custody, the Trollocs attacking and freeing people, a Fae being there, someone tries to shoot the Ammerlin seat. Maybe that doesn't happen. Who knows? But horn stolen. Big cliffhanger. What do we do? That was the horn. That was the big item that would maybe bring heroes back to kind of fight. Although the other big one is just that Rand can channel, you know, and that he's the dragon. So
let me look this up. I think one of the things, Wheel of Time episode titles. I think, remember how we had those episode titles? I think one of them, I don't know. Was one of them incorrect?
Incorrect?
So this is interesting. This was just the name of the series. Now that's settled. So one of the things people were commenting on is that perhaps the name Sidene, Sidar weren't going to be used. Like we wouldn't use those names. Mm-hmm. It would just be like the one power. Yeah. But we do see it in, there is a new promotional video showing off a bunch of the other stuff that's coming, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Like we're getting these lore videos, kind of like we have in Game of Thrones. Remember the there's like those really cool lore videos where it's like the cast and characters talking about it. And we're getting this to sort of explain things, but somebody freeze framed that at 38 seconds. And they're talking about the Amazon X-ray feature, which is kind of cool. If you watch something on Prime, there's like this X-ray feature and you can kind of like click on it and it'll kind of brings up this little like search thing and it shows you like who some of the cast and characters are. It's kind of cool. But it shows in this, it says episode 4, Sidene, Sidar, Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, are they saying that's the name of episode 4? Are they saying that is the name of the extra feature?
I think it's the extra feature because episode 3, right, it's got the Greatest Warder. Episode 2 is the Fall of Manetherin. Episode 1 is the Breaking of the World.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So episode 4 is still called The Dragon Reborn as long as we know of the episode. The actual episode 4 is The Dragon Reborn, which to me, that's going to be the following week's episode. I think that's pretty low gain heavy, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And they're going to sort of tease this idea that it's low gain,
right? That it's low gain and not Rand or Gwaine. Yeah. Okay. Oh boy. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I think I'll wait to ask. I'll ask you another question here in another video about something I just thought about, but. I think it is pretty cool, that little feature that they have where you can mm-hmm. see sort of the histories and stuff. You guys get a chance. It's on their Twitter. It's on the Wheel of Time Twitter page, and it is pretty cool. They've shown some history. So before you start, it's everything you kind of need to know about the history and the lore and the setup here, which is interesting because we did have a rumor that there was going to be like an Age of Legends prequel, and they're basically saying, "Eh, we're handling that with animation." So,
I'm fine with.
Me too.
I'm cool. Fine with that.
I think that's cool, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. Gosh, this is so much. Yeah, exactly. Right here, Prime Video. It was released on November 12th. And again, it sort of shows the stuff here. They've also been releasing some of the soundtrack. You can go listen. You can go listen to the soundtrack. And man, the soundtrack, it sounds epic and grand, and unique is really the only way I can sort of describe it. Which is great. I feel like they are really going all out on creating this new sort of unique world. Like the soundtrack, there's a lot going on in it.
Yeah. They also have, just as what we're talking about, different things that are coming out. Rosamund Pike is doing the audiobook for Eye of the World. So they're redoing that with her, which is released on the 16th, 2 days from now. You're going to be able to get that. Wild.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Have you listened to any of the music, by the way?
No, I think I heard just like a quick snippet of it as I was scrolling through Twitter and didn't realize it. But no, not really listened to it much.
Well, here, I'm gonna send it to you while we're sort of discussing here. Boom.
Okay.
You listen to that. Yeah, so there's a handful. So and there's a lot of singing actually in it, which is cool. And so they're creating this sort of unique tongue, right, that they're gonna be doing. So it seems huge, man. It just seems which is great. Just cool. We're like less than a week away.
What?
You listen to the music for the first time. Yeah, I know.
Is this really from the
It's official Wheel of Time music? Yes, it is.
Please enjoy, they said. Wow. Okay, this is my first time really hearing all of this. This is the old tongue. Matt, this is fantastic.
There is no... We do not have yet what the official... They released about 3 songs. We do not have the official, like, Wheel of Time theme yet.
Wow. That is like 6 minutes, man.
It is.
That is interesting. Very interesting.
People are saying it's got this sort of classic Indian inspiration to it. Is where they're going.
Yeah, it's different. That is different than
it
what
is
I.
Very unique. It is not this like huge sweeping orchestral. Mm-mm. There's like some modernness to it.
Yeah, there's some modern stuff, and
like you can hear like also digital, sounds. You old. Can hear like some digital effects and stuff.
Yeah, that's strange. That is strange. It's got energy though. That it would be. I think about some energetic music. I think they're gonna be able, if it's carries something like that would be cool. I don't know. I have to see it with that's a wait and see for me because it by itself it's interesting. But I'm trying to figure out where that's going to be, where that would fit in. I don't know.
I know.
So
anyway, so awesome. Cool. All right, guys. Well, hey, that's just us rambling a little bit here about just some of the cool stuff that's coming. I mean, this is it. This is the week. There's all sorts of new production material and everything. So it's awesome. It's great. It's fun.
Yeah. Hey, friends, if you stop by here, please hit that subscribe button for us because we're trying to push ourselves just right over the threshold here for 1,000. Please hit that like button as well. Leave us a comment. Let us know down below what you thought about all of the timeline. How do you think it's going to be paced out? And then, you know, what do you guys think about some of the music? I just literally saw my reaction to the music and then, you know, some of the other things we have going on here for Wheel of Time. We'll be back with more videos throughout the week. So with that, friends, remember that the grave is no bar to our call.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.